Aussie shares have recovered from a weaker start, with the ASX 200 closing higher for a third consecutive session and continuing to trade near decade highs. The ASX 200 closed up by 4 points to 6,075 points. The major talking point for the day was back in the US with the tax bill passing through the House of Representatives. Of course, they will actually need to do a revote due to technicalities. However, there is unlikely to be a change in the result. We are also expecting the Senate to pass the vote as well later this evening. So we should see by sometime tomorrow a final resolution and possibly a bill that President Trump can sign off on before Christmas. Back home, we have seen the materials really driving the gains that we've seen on the market this today. Diversified miners such as Rio up about 0.9%, South 32 also up 1.2%. This offsets some of the losses we saw in the utilities and the telco. So Telstra did tumble about 1.1%. TPG closely following, down about 0.9%. The ACCC came out today accusing TPG of misleading its customers in terms of its internet speeds on the NBN, and TPG has been ordered to compensate around 8,000 of its customers. One of the big winners for the day was Ardent Leisure. The theme park owner has sold its bowling and entertainment division for $160 million. So this is about 50 AMF and Kingpin bowling centres. They're looking to focus on their theme parks and main event businesses. And the share price was up about 11.8% today. Another loser, unfortunately, is Retail Food Group. Their freefall continues down another 18%. They're down approximately 65% just in the month of December. And the Aussie dollar staying quite resilient, trading around 76.6 US cents.